USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge has approved the release of a less redacted version of the affidavit for the FBI raid on President Trump's home. On Tuesday, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt had ordered the additional partial unsealing of the affidavit. The document shed more light on the Biden Department of Justice's reasoning behind the Mar-a-Lago raid, but many questions still remain. A mail package minimally exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston late Tuesday. The college said a staff member suffered minor injuries. Philippe Colon is with the Boston PD.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
Authorities said another suspicious package was found near a prominent art museum, and the FBI was assisting in the investigations. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.